Italy's dairy and food giant Parmalat filed for bankruptcy protection today. The company had been the target of a massive investigation after it was revealed that nearly $5 billion is missing from its accounts. Investigators are uncovering a worldwide series of false billings and statements over several years. They say the missing funds could reach $12 billion. The government has issued an emergency decree to try to rescue what is being called Europe's Enron. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in Rome. What's the scandal about?
Well, earlier this month, Bank of America revealed that Parmalat's claims that it had 4 billion euros, nearly $5 billion, in an offshore account in the Cayman Islands was false. It was based on forged documents, and there was simply no assets in the account. Thus starts the unraveling of Europe's biggest accounting scandal ever. Parmalat's founder and several top executives are under investigation, and Italians are stunned that a company that seemed relatively profitable could have collapsed so suddenly. Investigators are now trying to determine whether Parmalat invented a Byzantine web of offshore accounts to hide massive losses, or whether the assets were stolen, or both.
What is Parmalat?
Parmalat is a food icon in Italy. It's a household name that rose to prominence in the 70s after the invention of long-life packaging for milk. The name comes from latte, milk, and Parma, famous for prosciutto and Parmesan cheese and Italy's gastronomic heartland. It's the eighth biggest industrial group in Italy. It has only 4,000 employees here, but a total of 36,000 in 30 countries. And its 2002 revenues were 7.6 billion euros. So next to designer clothes, Parmalat was considered one of the jewels of Italy's industrial crown, but today its stock has plummeted to zero.
How could this happen?
Well, it seems everybody was sleeping, and not just in Italy. Just a few months ago, Deutsche Bank, a major European institution, was buying Parmalat shares. Now, Europe has a much more laissez-faire attitude toward auditing regulations in the corporate world, and Italy is even more lax than its EU partners. Several economists say that a recent new legislation passed by the government of media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi has not helped create transparency. They cite in particular a law that decriminalized false accounting. This, critics say, has opened up new opportunities for fraud.
So what's the government going to do?
Well, it passed a decree that will protect Parmalat from its creditors while it restructures under supervision of a government-appointed commissioner. At the same time, the government has asked the European Union to waive its rules on state aid to prevent the Parmalat crisis from creating a bigger dairy sector crisis. And now, normally, the EU bans direct state handouts to ailing companies, but Italy wants the EU to grant its milk industry a crisis status that would allow direct state aid.
And how do Italians feel about this scandal?
Well, the scandal could affect as many as 400,000 small shareholders whose stocks are now worthless. And it broke at a time of a big economic malaise in Italy. Italians are already reeling from massive price hikes following the shift to the euro, in many cases up to 50% without the government intervening. Restaurants are half empty and there are many pre-Christmas sales. Big cities have been paralyzed by wildcat strikes by public transport workers who reject a contract pay raise negotiated by their trade union is insufficient. So the once powerful Italian trade unions appear to have lost a great deal of influence, and as the year ends, the mood here is one of great insecurity.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Rome.